right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. I think I'll catch up on some news here. I've been kind of falling behind. I was expecting today's guest to be on for 2 hours. That's originally what I had arranged with him. At least I thought that's what I had arranged. But when I called him this morning to remind him, he didn't seem to be aware of it. I only got a half hour with him. But that's fine. I'll just go off on some tangents, on some rants here. Let me share a couple interesting things. I saw this, it was either yesterday or the day before, interesting headlines. Strongest cyclone in 60 years heading towards Persian Gulf oil portway. Isn't that interesting? I haven't followed up on this. I don't know if that's still the case. Probably not. I think the storm probably dissipated, but isn't that interesting? In the wake of the obvious weather modification technology that they're in possession of, conveniently we have this powerful, or had anyway, this powerful storm system heading that direction. What, were they going to sabotage the oil fields to justify even greater price hikes for oil and gas? Certainly in their realm to do it. If the storm did in fact dissipate, they probably got some surprises from nature they weren't anticipating, but I'll tell you guys, I've talked about this before, had Jerry Smith on, as a matter of fact. I wrote a very good book on weather modification, and I'll be talking about this again some more in the future, documenting that, you know, this is a reality, unfortunately. It's a fact. They're messing with the weather on a scale greater than you'd probably care to know about, and you can prove that by going to government websites, reading government documents. They don't hide it. Out in the open they will, in the media. They'll act like you're crazy. They'll deny it. They always do that. But when you read their own documents, you know, you can go to China Lake's website. It's the facility out in California that makes weapon systems for the Navy. And they admitted on their website that they have been since the 40s engaging in high-tech weather modification. That goes way beyond mere cloud seeding, by the way. You got Clinton's Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, gave an anti-terrorism speech back in, I think it was 97, at the University of Georgia in Athens. And he talked about, how the technology exists to alter and divert storm systems. He even said with the same technology that they can set off earthquakes remotely through ELF radiation, extremely low frequency electromagnetic waves, i.e. radio waves is what they use. He said they can set off volcanic eruptions and earthquakes. Earthquakes. Let's see now. I seem to recall a major earthquake setting off a tsunami back in December of 2004, during which time 4-hour leeway existed. They could have warned people. A complete 4-hour time frame they had to warn people to get out to safety, and they never did that. And then later, you know, they asked, well, what's going on? How come you didn't warn any people? Oh, we didn't have the numbers available. We weren't able to contact anyone. What a scam. Are you kidding me? You're going to tell me that they didn't have CNN's phone number? They couldn't get in touch with CNN and give a warning? CNN could have gotten the message out if they didn't have individual phone. I mean, this is just madness, guys. Can you not see that they wanted the maximization of death toll down over there so that they could grab up that freed up land and, you know, get the unbidded contractors in there and make some massive profits? They did the same thing in New Orleans. Anyway, I'm going to do a whole show on that sometime. I don't want to go off on a tangent on that because I want to wait until I have a whole show for that, because I want to present the documentation of it. And it's shocking. It's absolutely shocking what's going on here. And the general public, for the most part, is entirely oblivious to this stuff. Yay, they'll call you crazy and paranoid when you talk about it. Another headline I wanted to cover, Florida 11-year-old boy arrested for using a rubber band gun. Unbelievable, guys. See the manipulation going on here? They're even intimidating kids to get them at an early age to think that guns are no-nos. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I'm here on a rant today, just going over some general gripes and beefs. Blah, blah, blah. I think I need some more water here. Just a couple more news items I wanted to cover, and then I was thinking of going off on a rant about something pertaining to 9/11 I think you find interesting. First of all, this came out the other day. I just put the headlines here, and memory escapes me. I don't even remember where this was. Out in the, I don't know, Midwest somewhere, I think. Anyway, the headline, this was actually on Friday, June 1st, is when this happened. Documents reveal cops planted pot on 92-year-old woman they killed in botched drug raid. I don't know if you guys heard this, but absolutely incredible. I guess they busted into this home, and they didn't realize, you know, that this was an elderly woman. They just saw her, I guess, in silhouette. It looked like she had a piece, like she had a gun. So they opened fire and killed her. 92-year-old woman. So, you know, they were panicking now, realizing, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. We botched this big time. This is an old woman. So one of the cops ran out to the cruiser to retrieve a bag of pot that I guess they had seized earlier that day, you know, in a real drug raid. And they planted it on the woman to try to give the impression. I can't even laugh. It's not funny. It's pathetic. But it's so ridiculous that they would resort to something like this. It just shows you guys how out of control. This is unbelievable. They planted pot on a 92-year-old woman to make it look like they had a legitimate reason to shoot her. You gotta be kidding. Even if she had pot, a pipe in her mouth, and was token away, old granny getting high. I mean, to shoot her. Well, I don't know. Hey, you know, if they can arrest 11-year-old kids for spotting a rubber band slingshot, calling it a gun, I guess anything's possible. Look, they arrested a 10-year-old kid for trying to give water to Terry Schiavo. Remember that one? That's the woman who was on life support, and they starved her and dehydrated her to death for 2 weeks. She was suffering. They wouldn't let her get fed or get any water to her. This young kid goes in with good intentions. Of course, it didn't matter because she couldn't drink the water. She was paraplegic. She would have drowned if he tried to put it in her mouth. But it's just the idea. And they knew that. They knew this kid wasn't going to save her life. But it's just the idea of the thing. How dare you? We said we want her to die slowly. How dare you try to save a woman's life? You know, it used to be you got arrested for trying to take a person's life. Now they arrest you for trying to save a person's life. And it doesn't matter if you're a young kid. 10 years old. You have got to be kidding me. You know, they'll arrest a kid for buying a pack of cigarettes today. And, that's fine. Although when I grew up, it's kind of weird. It's, you know, that was a common thing. We used to go buy cigarettes all the time. We'd say we were buying them for my mother or father or whatever. And you can go off and smoke down the street in the barn or whatever. And nobody would know. Or care. You know, kids used to be able to buy cigarettes all the time. That's only a recent thing. They act like they're so concerned about kids. Oh, you don't want them to buy cigarettes. But they'll subject them to trauma that is even hard to take for adults by arresting them. Or they'll allow teachers to stage some fake crisis. You heard about that one a couple weeks ago there, 2-3 weeks ago in Tennessee, I think it was. Teachers planned this staged operation in the school where they were threatening kids, telling them, scaring the daylights out of kids, telling them that there was a shooter in the school. Just, you know, this was after the Virginia Tech incident. They were telling them that there was a shooter in the school. So the kids are freaking out, naturally. They're crying, hiding under You know, if there was a kid in that school with a heart condition, they could have killed him. I mean, look at the hypocrisy. They're so concerned, nope, you can't buy cigarettes, but we can scare the living daylights out of you. We can arrest you. Look at that kid, 7 years old, down in New Jersey, I think it was. He was riding his mini bike on the sidewalk. Cops come along, slap the cuffs on him, bring him into the station, throw him in the slammer with the adult thugs. Unbelievable. It was a case in Florida a few years ago. Kid was stomping in a mud puddle. The teacher told him to stop. The kid wouldn't do it. So the teacher didn't say another word, waited till they came back to class, assigned them an in-class assignment, and while they were busy, quietly the teacher went over and called the police. The police showed up and arrested this kid. I don't know, he was 6-7 years old, first, second grader, or whatever. And for 2 hours, he was waiting in the local jail cell, again, with adult thugs, until the parents came to get him. I don't know what's worse, the fact that the teacher called the police or the fact that the police actually came and arrested the kid. No, by law, police have to respond to every call, but they could have just said, hey, don't ever do this again. You know, it's like if you pull a fire alarm as a prank, they're going to arrest you. They're going to slap a big fine on you. But you can call the cops for a kid stomping in a mud puddle, and they're going to not only not slap a fine on you, but they're going to arrest the kid. Somebody pinch me, please, and tell me this is just a bad dream. This is not the United States of America, right? I mean, this is actually happening here in this land of the free and home of the brave. Well, that's what it used to be called anyway. I think they need to update that now to land of the free and home of the slave. But anyway, next news item. Oh, yeah, this one's pretty pathetic, guys. This came out on ABC News just on Sunday. Rare blood cancer hits 9/11 responders. Again, this is absolutely atrocious. You know, these guys are dying left and right from Hodgkin's lymphoma and other, you know, various tumors. Now they're developing this rare form of leukemia, blood disease, again, related to the garbage they were breathing at Ground Zero. This is unbelievable. Do remember that back last fall, late last fall, federal government actually ordered coroners who have been doing autopsies on these victims who have died, you know, the cleanup crew members who have died, ordering them not to look for a connection between their deaths and anything that they inhaled at Ground Zero. They're telling them to look into, quote, other things. What other things are there? This is the cause of death. Other things. In other words, make up something. Kind of like Bush telling Blair, come up with a pretext. Fix the intelligence around this premise. We're going in to invade Iraq next year. Unbelievable. Once again, pinch me, please. Tell me this is just a bad dream. This stuff actually is not happening here. I don't know. Anyway, I guess that'll be it on the news for now. Not that I don't have any more. I got tons, but I figured I'd go off on another rant here. Actually, I'll just mention this one quick, too. I don't think I made reference to this earlier in the week. Border Patrol agent allowed TB patient in the U.S. Did you guys hear about that? Why not? They allow everybody else over here. But check this out. It turns out that the patient's father-in-law actually works for the CDC, it turned out. This was brought out in the Denver Post. The patient who had TB, tuberculosis, that was allowed to come into this country, his father works for the Center for Disease Control. Well, aren't you glad that these guys are using your tax dollars wisely and protecting us from these dangerous threats here to our health? The watchdogs of public health and safety are at it again. Boy, they're doing their job well, aren't they? Anyway, enough on that rant. Let me go off on another rant here. From time to time, I'll be sharing my views on various issues. I thought today I'd share some of my findings on two of the planes that were involved in the 9/11 attacks. Most people who have looked at 9/11 know that what hit the Pentagon was not Flight 77. Most people know what crashed in Pennsylvania was not Flight 93, at least not in the Shanksville field. No plane crashed there. There was no debris found of a plane at all. No human remains, nothing. Just a hole in the ground. And, of course, the Pentagon. There's nothing significant found there. A few crumpled up pieces of debris that you could fit in your hand, basically. Look like crumpled up Coke cans. And, you know, when asked, what would the plane go? Clauffer, the fire chief who headed up the putting out of the fires there and cleaning up the debris, said that, well, we believe at this point that the plane essentially vaporized. And then less than a year later, the FBI comes out and says that they managed to identify remains representing all of the passengers except for an infant girl. Isn't that interesting? They claim that the plane vaporized, but yet they found remains representing all the passengers except for a baby. You've got to be kidding me. Somebody want to explain to me how that can happen? To vaporize a plane, which obviously included the two engines made of steel and titanium, because they never found the engines. They didn't make holes in the building. They never went inside the building. And they didn't fall off outside. They didn't find them outside. So they must have vaporized, along with the rest of the plane, as we've been told. So, if the plane vaporized, that would require temperatures of over 5,100 degrees, because that's what it takes to melt steel and titanium. Those engines weigh 1 ton each. Steel and titanium. So they must have vaporized. Again, that must have been an intensely hot fireball. 5,100 plus degrees, which of course is ridiculously impossible, but let's humor them. We'll say that happened. Okay, the plane vaporized. But how come they found remains representing all the passengers? How could they have found remains from even one passenger? Certainly, you know, identifiable remains? You know, when they cremate somebody, guys, the temperature is about 3,000 degrees. Sometimes a little more, maybe 3,200 degrees. And what does it leave? Ash. Nothing but ash. Once in a while, you might have a fragment of a tooth surviving. But we're talking over 5,100 degrees. Or, you know, 2,000 or so degrees hotter than that. And they found remains representing all the passengers except for a baby. Think about that. This is the 9/11 legacy we've been left with. Just absolute ridiculous contradictions and lies. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio, guys. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. All right, so we know that what hit the Pentagon was not Flight 77. We know that what went down in Pennsylvania was not Flight 93. What about the two main towers? Guys, as it turns out, what hit the two towers were not commercial airliners. And I'm hoping to make that, to demonstrate that very clearly right now. Hope I get enough time before the end of the show. And I'm not implying ghost-like, you know, holographic images. No, the towers were hit by planes. That's pretty clear. But they weren't commercial airliners. Let me tell you what I think they did. This is where the aspect of theory comes in, okay? What I'm sharing with you is a theory. However, it is highly consistent with the evidence. Understand that, you know, making sense of 9/11 isn't about knowing what did happen so much. It's about knowing what didn't happen. And what didn't happen is the official story we've been told. That's what's most important to keep in mind. But it is interesting to try to make sense of what could have happened. And having done that, I think I figured out what they did, guys, how they pulled this off, at least when it comes to flights 11 to 175. Assuming that those planes actually even took off from Logan, there's evidence that that probably didn't even happen either. But with this scenario, I'm going to assume that that did happen. Flights 11 and 175 took off that morning, were headed toward New York. They were hijacked within 5 minutes after taking off, 5 minutes or so. And this is interesting. We're told that this happened, of course, with all the planes, all four of them, that shortly after they were hijacked, the transponders were turned off. Now, that, you know, that story is kind of ridiculous because that's not so easily done. You've got to know the code to do it. You've got to actually leave the cockpit. You can't even do it from the cockpit, I have learned. But nevertheless, let's just assume all that happened. The transponders were turned off. Why? I will argue the transponders were turned off, but they weren't turned off from the airplanes. They were turned off from the ground remotely. But if we play the game and go along with the official story that the hijackers, keep in mind there's no evidence there were any hijackers on any of those planes, but let's just play make-believe and assume that their story is true. The alleged hijackers had turned off the transponders. If you go by the official story, did you ever stop and ask yourself why they would do that? Why would the transponders have been turned off? Why would the hijackers do that? Would that have assisted them in any way? Would that have prevented ground control from tracking them with radar? Of course not. You can still track an airplane with radar. Whether or not the flipping transponders are turned off or on, it doesn't matter. How could that have assisted? Obviously, if we go by the official story, when these hijackers were being trained by Al-Qaeda, this must have been a priority on their list. They must have had this drilled into them during their training classes. And apparently, they must have all gotten an A on their terrorist training course because they all did it within minutes after hijacking the plane, so we're told. The transponders were turned off on all four planes shortly after being hijacked. But why?
Brothers, listen carefully. This is very important. The first thing you must do after hijacking airplanes is to turn off the transponders.
Okay, no problem. But could you tell us why? How is this going to serve us?
Don't ask six questions, brothers. Just do it. It is the most sensible thing to do. I can't tell you why. Just do it. You understand?
I mean, why did they do it? Do you know what turning off the transponders does? Does two things. It prevents ground control from positively identifying the airplane that they're tracking, and it prevents ground control from tracking the elevation of the plane. That could not have served the interests of the hijackers, but it did serve the interests of the government perpetrators of this fraud, and I'll explain why. Most people don't know this, but Flights 11 and 175 crossed paths at a point just north of New York City, shortly before hitting the towers, at a point where there just happens to be Stewart Air Base. Now, that's interesting, because if you go back to the Operation Northwoods document, you know, when the government was planning fake terrorist attacks against U.S. citizens to use it to justify invading Cuba and taking out Castro, they proposed a scenario whereby they would hijack commercial airlines, or give the impression that they were hijacked. And what they would actually do, according to the Operation Northwoods document, is they were going to land the commercial airliners at an airport or, you know, a government base, at a military base. And then they were going to exchange the real commercial airliners for drones. They were going to have drones take off in their place. And it even called for turning off the transponders remotely. And it would look to ground control like there was one continuous uninterrupted flight path, because as one plane was coming in, keep in mind, with the transponders turned off, they don't know that the commercial airliners are descending, nor can they tell that the new craft, the drones that are taking off in their place and picking up their flight path, are gaining elevation. They can't tell that. Nor can they identify the new drone that they're tracking as being a different plane from the one that they were previewing. You get it? This is why the transponders were turned off, because there were switches being made. The same with Flight 77, there was a switch made. That one's particularly interesting. That plane was shot down. I've got three reports live from the morning of 9/11. One of them I remember hearing live. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a third hijacked aircraft. At that time, it was the third known hijacked aircraft, Flight 77, that has gone down. We don't know if it was shot down or simply crashed, but a third hijacked plane has gone down somewhere in either eastern Kentucky or West Virginia, western West Virginia. We're not sure where. We hope to have more for you on this later. You never heard about it again. But if you look at the flight path of Flight 77, guys, it cuts off, and it doesn't reappear until just outside Washington. That's where they shot the missile from. They shot it down. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We had a caller, Bob, from Alabama. I guess he hung up. Sorry about that. I was going to get to you right after the break, but maybe you want to call back later. Guys, we got someone coming on who's going to talk to us about, as I'm sure many of you are aware, Ed Brown, which I didn't even realize had a show on just after mine. Shows you how much I'm paying attention. Ed Brown, as you know, is up in New Hampshire there, and he's had trouble with the IRS, and he's been affirming his rights, but I guess not too well. He hasn't been going about it very good. He just got arrested, and we've got someone on who was going to tell us a little bit more about that. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Charles? Michael Herzog here.
Yeah, Herzog, yeah.
Welcome. Yeah. Well, listen, I've been getting reports all morning here, and for your listeners, Ed and Elaine Brown were in a standoff up in Plainfield, New Hampshire. They got into an issue over a tax, an alleged tax bill. And for, I think it was like $500,000. They've had a show on this network for 3 or 4 months. It's the Edna Lane Brown Show, Edna Lane Brown Under Siege. And what they've been doing, Edna Lane Brown, were cited for tax crimes. And, in the midst of the trial, Ed had realized that the cards were stacked against him and basically they were being railroaded. And Ed Brown walked out. Okay. He walked out. He's been at his home ever since. The judge had ordered that his wife be detained under house arrest with, I believe it was her son. And they had the ankle bracelet on her. And then it's one point, and this is a couple of months ago, she decided that she wanted to be with her husband. She took the ankle bracelet off, and she went to her husband at his home in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Now, they have been there ever since. They have been surrounded by many patriots, many people that were concerned about it and so forth. Now, I don't know what has happened to those people. We're going back a few months. However, there was a gentleman by the name of Reno, a Vietnam veteran, that was staying with them. And the report that I got this morning...
Reno? Really? Reno?
Reno. His name is Reno.
Isn't Janet?
Okay, well, anyway, this guy is a Vietnam veteran. He went out this morning to walk his dog. And this was at 7:45 this morning. He went out to walk his dog, and about an hour later, his dog came back without him. Now, Ed had reported that yesterday there was a Cessna airplane that did two flyovers of their residence. And then last night, about 8:30, there was another report that there was an unmanned drone, that a silent drone that went by the house with, with a very, very bright spotlight and was shining the light on the home. Okay.
He's popular with the feds, isn't he?
Well, they know who he is, buddy. And I guess, let's see, let me read my notes here. The two flybys. There was increased police activity. Now, remember, I'm getting some of these, and they're unconfirmed reports. We're trying to confirm these right now. There's also a woman, a neighbor that lives about a mile away that is telling me, or they're telling us, that there's increased police activity there. There are people that have been trying to approach the house, and they've been stopped by the police, not allowed to enter there. Now, the latest report that, and this is unconfirmed, by the way, that state and the federal authorities have converged on the home. John Stattmiller put a call into the county sheriff's office, which conveniently happens to be off today and tomorrow. They cannot get a hold of him, so he's the guy that's supposed to be in charge, and he's nowhere to be found, curiously.
Yeah,
and the latest report I've gotten, this comes from Butch Paw. Now, I'm not sure where Butch got this report, but the latest report is that Edna Lane Brown's house is on fire. That is an unconfirmed report.
Wow.
But it is out there. Okay, so that's what's happening. We're still working on it, Charles, and we'll keep you updated, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate
it. All right,
you bet. All right.
Yeah, guys, I was going to just mention something about this. I didn't even know that. Wow, I can't believe how in the dark I've been about this. I got to become more aware of who my patrons are here on RBN. I just don't have the time to listen into shows. I'm always working on stuff. But, yeah, this is the same Ed Brown that ongoing now has been having trouble with the IRS. Unfortunately, you know, I feel bad for the guy. How can you not? Anybody that goes through something like this, your heart has to go out to him. But at the same time, he's done some pretty stupid things. And one recently has been the fact that he walked out of court in the middle of a hearing. I mean, you just don't do that. You know, you're asking for trouble. I hate to say it, but he's brought this on to some degree on himself. I mean, you know, the stand he's taking is right. He is asserting his rights. Legally, as far as that goes, he's correct. He's in the right. But you can be in the right and yet wind up being in the wrong when you go about things like that. You know, if your point is right but your methodology is wrong, then you're wrong, period. And it's tragic, you know, because it brings disservice to the cause of freedom and patriotism. And, you know, they have a legitimate cause here. He set himself up, you know. But then again, the truth is, even if he didn't, they instigate you to such a degree that they, you know, almost force you to do something crazy. You know, they just push and push and push and push. They want to get you to do something to justify. Anyway, but let me just let me go back to what I was talking about a while ago. But this is something, you know, to keep in mind and keep him in your thoughts and your prayers, whatever. My heart still goes out to him. You know, it's really sad. Apparently his house is on fire. accident, of course. Yeah. Maybe his wife was smoking a cigarette and flicked the ashes on the floor. That's it. That CS gas, well, that was just... they collected CS gas canisters and the fire caused one of them to burst and released the CS gas and... This is really pathetic. It's really sad. You know, this is what goes on, guys. Anybody who takes a stand against the Federale, sooner or later, you know, they did this with Waco. They did this with Ruby Ridge, you know, the Weaver family. Never actually killed Weaver, but they did worse to him. They killed his wife and his son. Shot his son in the back. Shot his wife in the face while holding a 10-month-old baby. She was armed, all right, armed with a baby. They shot her while holding a baby. Absolutely unbelievable. And the guy that did that, they awarded him with a, he got a Purple Heart for valor.
Oh, what bravery to shoot a woman with her baby in her arms. Such bravery. This is disgusting. Of course, they've done this with, what's his name there? Behold the Pale Horse. Why can't I think of his name? Anyway, you know, but here we go again. Business as usual. You know, this is, regardless how dumb he was, Cooper, that's the guy. Was it Bill Cooper? Regardless how foolish, you know, he may have been in handling this matter, you still have to go out. Your heart has to go out to these people. They're going through hell right now. They'd be better off if they double-crossed the mob, you know. At least the mob, this just one time, boom. They just hit you. You're dead in an instant. You don't even know what hit you. It's mercy killing. These guys will drag out the torment and the torture for days, months, weeks, years on end. They'll put you through hell simply because that's more fun. The mafia has a little bit more scruples, a little more decency. Seriously, I'm not joking. They have some scruples. And they won't cut their own mother's throat. The federales will do just that. It's sickening. Anyway, that's pretty sad. But coming back to what I was saying about flights 11 and 175. Okay, so here we have the transponders were turned off. They can't be tracked coming in for a landing, losing altitude. The drones can't be tracked, taking off. Keep in mind, this is a scenario they had proposed back in 1962 in the Operation Northwoods document. So, you know, this is nothing unusual. Nothing out of the ordinary. They're planning this, you know, 39 years before 9/11. It just happens that, you know, they didn't carry it out in 62. They did carry it out in 2001, obviously. So listen to this. Here's what I think happened. Somebody from ground control, or somebody posing as a ground control worker, probably somebody working on a Langley, radioed up to the pilots of the planes, 11 and 175, and told them, we're sorry for this inconvenience. We're detecting an anomaly with one of your engines. We're requesting you make an emergency landing at Stewart Air Base. And you can instruct the passengers, and here's what they probably told them over the intercom on the planes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry to inform you of this inconvenience. It's nothing to be alarmed about, but we do have to make a landing. There's something wrong with one of our engines. This is a routine procedure, you know, blah, blah, blah. We're told that you can catch a connecting flight at Stewart Air Base that will take you down to Newark Airport. There you can catch flight 93, which will take you to your destination in California. You see what's going on here? Did you know that all four airplanes that morning were filled to only 25% capacity? It just doesn't make sense. Major commercial airlines are always filled to at least, you know, 70, 80%. They were filled to 20%, extremely low passenger capacity. Why? Why? Why were they only filled to 20%? Well, now it makes sense, doesn't it? They did that so that they could fit all the passengers from 11 and 175 on to 93, so that later when that plane was shot down or whatever happened to it, all the eyewitnesses would be dead. Dead men tell no tales. Did you also know that Flight 93 was 40 minutes late taking off on 9/11? No adequate explanation has ever been provided for this. It was late taking off so it could wait for the passengers to arrive from 11 and 175. There you have it. Folks, you check the time, the timeline for all of this. It all fits together perfectly like a hand in the glove. I'm telling you, this is exactly what happened. I would bet my life on it. And so 11 and 175 landed at Stewart. You had drones, probably refueling tankers, that took off and slammed into the towers. We know that they weren't commercial airliners. For example, Mark Birnbach, who works for Fox News, was there in New York that morning, and he said he got a good look at the plane that hit the South Tower as it came in. It flew low right past him, and he said whatever it wasn't a commercial airliner. It didn't have windows. It had an unusual blue logo in the front of it. And blow-ups of the pictures of that plane as it came in show that, it didn't have windows. And it produced an unusually large fireball because it hit the corner.
So most of the fuel exploded outside. And you look at that fireball, and it looks to be unusually large, the amount of fuel that fits into just, you know, the wing, the tanks and the wings of that plane. Looks like there was a lot more fuel involved in that than just what could fit in the wings. Again, more evidence that it was a refueling tanker. There was a lady, when they played that clip live on 9/11, I mean, when they played the live interview with Mark Birnbach, just before that, before he came on, they were running a clip that had been recorded a little bit earlier that morning, just after the plane had hit. And there was a woman in the streets yelling out frantically, "That was not an American airliner, that was not an American airliner." So clearly she could see whatever it was not a commercial plane. And also, if you look at the underbelly of this plane, what was alleged to be Flight 175, there's some strange anomalies with it. It was silvery metallic in color. It wasn't black like the real Flight 175 was. It was painted black underneath. Did you know, by the way, that Flights 175 and 93 were still listed as being in service until the fall of 2005? So they weren't destroyed. Who knows what happened with Flight 11, but 175 was listed as still in service. There was a plane flying around out there with the same registration number, there's a registration number and then there's another number, I forget what it is. But anyways, those two numbers, there was a plane out there with those two numbers still flying around. It was obviously Flight 11. Anyway, so... you know, this plane that hit the South Tower also had this unusual bulge underneath it. And there was a paper out of Barcelona, Spain called La Vanguardia that contacted Boeing to ask them, what is this unusual bulge on the underbelly of this plane? La Vanguardia got contacted a couple days later by a spokesman from Boeing who said, "We can confirm for you that there is something on the underbelly of this plane, but because of national security reasons, we can't tell you what it is." So there you go, folks. Boeing has confirmed there was something unusual on the underbelly of this plane. But again, they could not tell you what it was for national security. You got to wonder, since there was something unusual under the belly of this plane, and since the underbelly of this plane was not black like the original Flight 175, I mean, it's obvious it was not Flight 175. What was that bulge? Well, a lot of people have speculated, rightly so, and I agree with them, that it was probably a missile pod. Because if you look at the footage from four different angles, there's four different films that show the South Tower getting hit. And all four films show this just a split second before the plane makes impact on the tower. You can see this bright flash emanating from the tower. And in fact, it makes a reflection on the nose of Flight 175, quote unquote, just before it hits. You see the same thing even in the Naudet brothers film of the North Tower hit by the alleged commercial airliner that hit that building, Flight 11. You see a bright flash, and then the plane hits. As a matter of fact, the plane hits, or I should say the flash that is seen before the plane hits, shoots out of the building, casts a shadow because it's emitting smoke and such, smoke and debris. It actually casts a shadow on the building. Then, after that flash dissipates, then you see the shadow of the airplane crossing the face of the building, and boom, you see the plane hit. There's two impacts on that building. So it looks like Flight 11, which was also apparently the same as 175, it was a modified refueling tanker with a missile pod underneath it. It looks like that plane shot a missile into the North Tower. And why would they do this? They had to because, first of all, the towers, both of them, are surrounded with steel, were surrounded with steel casings, steel girders. And, you know, there's no way that that plane, mostly aluminum, especially the nose, guys, the nose of a 767 is made of weak carbon fibers. It would have shattered. It would have not penetrated into the building. So, you know, they had to shoot the missile into the building to weaken the outer structure to make it easy for the planes to penetrate into the towers. But also, the missile acted as a match to ignite the fuel in the plane to put on a nice pyrotechnic show. So there you go. That's my take on that. That's what I think happened there. you know, and the evidence, it all leans in that direction, guys. Again, you know, why was the were the transponders turned off? It only makes sense in this scenario. Why were the planes filled only 20% capacity? Again, in this scenario, it only makes sense. Why was flight 93 late taking off? Again, only makes sense in this scenario. And again, you know, for those who accept the official story, how can you believe that the hijackers were master planners when they hijacked planes in Boston and the targets were in New York? That's a half-hour airplane ride away. That allowed plenty of time for an intercept, which only takes 5 minutes. Especially in the Northeast, where there's a lot of military bases, you could have had an intercept very easily in that half-hour ride. And those planes were known to have been hijacked just after taking off, about 5 or 10 minutes after taking off. There was plenty of time for an intercept and or shoot down, and yet we're told these guys were master planners? You got to be kidding me. Nonsense. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Just got a few more minutes here. If you guys stay tuned, coming up next, the guest I just had on is going to be talking for the next hour during the spot that Ed Brown usually had about the Ed Brown story. You're going to be getting live updates as news comes in, so stay tuned for that. They're going to be letting you know what's going on. Apparently, there's a story that his house is burning. I don't know if that's true. We have not been able to confirm it, but the story has emerged that his house is on fire. So hopefully we'll be getting updates, like I said, in the next hour, so stay tuned for that. It's the whole thing is just sad. You know, I feel bad for this guy. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. Well, maybe I would. I can think of a few people I'd like to have this happen to. No, I shouldn't say that. But anyway, no, seriously, this is not something you want anybody to go through. It's horrible. It's horrific, guys. It's a living hell. But at the same time, you know, you just don't antagonize these people. I hate to say it, but what can he expect? You know, you just don't walk out in the middle of a hearing. I mean, my gosh. Anyway, it's the whole thing is just a mess. It's really sad. But more will be coming up on that the next hour. Just a couple quick news items here before we close for today. Stuff I've been wanting to catch up on. I've got actually 20 pages of headlines going back from, several weeks ago that I've got to catch up on one of these days. Most of this stuff I probably won't even talk about because it's outdated now. But this came out about a week ago. WHO, not the rock band from England, but the World Health Organization, you know, that wonderful UN auspice institution that stays up 24 hours a day trying to think of ways to protect your health and keep you safe. You know that one, right? Just like the CDC, the FDA, and the NIH. Right. Sure. Yeah. Right. Anyway, WHO official, it emerged last week, said that there's a bird flu pandemic that is almost certain. Well, I guess they're almost certain they're going to do it, is what that means. Oh, man, you got to be kidding me, guys. Come on. These guys, along with the corrupt scoundrels in Washington, not all of them, but a good many of them, have been investing $10 billion a year since 2003. And this is what has been made public, you know, what we know of, what we can confirm. You can bet it's always more than what they tell us. You know, it's probably a heck of a lot more than that. But at least $10 billion has been invested since every year since 2003 for research and development of chemical and biological weapons. Unbelievable. We're supposed to be disarming the world of countries that have these weapons, countries that don't have them, I should say. Anyway, but here they are researching and developing them on a massive scale, far more than what they claim others are doing. Here's another interesting item. A study shows that the United States is among the least peaceful nations in the world. This is an international study that came out last week. Now, that's interesting because also last week it emerged that Iran is the number one fighter against terrorism in the Middle East. Apparently that includes Israel, too. They did say Middle East. That Iran is the number one state opposed to, of all the countries in the Middle East, Iran is number one opposed to terrorism and doing the most to fight terrorism. And yet here's the U.S. now winning the title of the most violent nation in the world. Oh, the irony of it all. Anyway, guys, that's all the time we have for today. We'll catch you tomorrow. We've got Brad from the Brad blog there coming on tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. We're going to have a very interesting discussion. And stick with us for the next hour. We're going to be talking about the Ed Brown thing, giving you updates. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow. With recent